This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Joy breakfast with the Murphys this morning at 8 minutes to 8, heading for a top of 19 degrees in town and a Smurfy.
Yes.
You know how I love a good psychic?
Love a good psychic.
Love a good psychic. Love a good
guru. What's not to love?
Guru Dingbat or whatever
ding
his name
bat.
Is.
Dingbat. You're Ding Dong.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Pass out when that happens.
Yeah, you're never in the room. You should see it. It goes really psychedelic colours in here. Really amazing.
Well, the one I read about a lady, her name is Jemima Packington. And
Jemima Packington. Can we just stop? Isn't it beautiful, that name?
You know how she's become a psychic, but she doesn't read crystal balls or anything. That song's still going. Hang on a sec.
Feel like we're broadcasting live from the Viper Room.
Anyway, Jemima has an unusual... She doesn't read crystal balls or whatever. What she does to predict the future is she throws asparagus in the air, and wherever the asparagus lands, it makes shapes, and then she can tell what's happening with the future.
Feel like Jemima just might, this might just be a party trick at Christmas that she just does, you know, after a couple of sherries.
Yep. Well, she's
like, have a look at this. Yep. Have a look. Poof.
Well, she's had a little go at it the last couple of days, and she's basically
Mystic
said
veg.
The last time she threw them in the air and they landed, what she could tell is the pandemic will begin to pass by June this year. Which is great. Good on you. Thanks, Jemima. The world's population will become kinder as a result. She also said that travel will become an occasional option rather than an annual norm.
No.
So people will just want to go occasionally because we're not too sure what's happening with the world.
Yes.
Rather than the, you know, hey, let's jump on a plane every year and go away. She also said that extreme weather will continue. And Gus will become a popular name by the end of 2021.
Well, it's already a popular name.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't think it is. How many Gus's do you know?
I know about 3 Gus's.
Oh, actually, I know 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Oh, my God.
So it's going to be really popular.
Also, it's not going to be very good for the royals.
No, apparently there's going to be
saying
a couple of deaths.
That Harry's going to return to the UK on his own in March when he will be advised there'll be no extension to his current terms. Well, we all know that. They're not going to do that. There's going to be a spate of ill health among them all.
Hard to look at Philip.
That's what I'm saying.
Must be on his last legs.
There's a couple that are,
you know, pushing up the daisies.
Celebrities.
Celebrities. So influencers and celebrities are not going to be a thing. We're going to turn away from that and we're going to look for real heroes.
That would be nice. Mm. I think she's being wistful there.
Big salaries have gone for sports people.
Oh,
the obsession with celebrities is gone. It's the thing of the past.
That's not going to happen ever.
Mm.
And former President Trump will be disowned by the GOP.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, good on you, Jemima.
Let's go with that.
However, she's not that. Her past predictions haven't been that great.
No.
She said Donald Trump was going to win the last election.
Well, yeah, but he's still saying that he did, so maybe they're in cahoots with each other.
Mm, who knows?
We don't know until Thursday anyway.
I just love the fact that she's decided that asparagus is the way.
Why would you just imagine watching her? Imagine if you're related and you're like,
she's out in the garden
here's
again.
Here's Auntie Jemima. what time is it? Get her away from the eggnog. Oh, no, she's going to throw the asparagus again? Oh, my God, we were going to cook that for dinner. Now it's landed in the dog poo. Oh, she does this every year.
Every year.
Next year we're going to a restaurant.
5 minutes to 8, you're on Joy.
Are you looking for ways to help in your diverse LGBTI community?
M weekdays.
3 minutes to 8. You know how just before we were talking about Jemima Packington, who's the asparagus-throwing psychic?
I just love that as a title. Jemima Packington, the asparagus-throwing psychic.
You know how she said that Gus was going to be a popular name in 2021? And I said, is it really?
I don't know any Gus's.
My nephew is actually Angus.
Which is what I said to you. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Sorry, Angus.
Yes, well, they're listening.
Yeah, good morning.
Our brother has said, oh, my God, Angus and I were just listening to that.
I've never called him Gus.
No,
it's always been
Angie. We go Angie there.
Yeah.
But good morning, both of you.
I grew up with a Gus. I've had a DJ who was a Gus.
Yes.
You've got a trainer who's a Gus. There's a lot of Gus's out
lot
there.
Of Gus's.
If there's any Gus's out there listening this morning, let us know. 0427JOY949. Honorajoy.org.au. There's no prizes, it's just love. You're a joy.
I'm losing myself.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning, 8 past 8, heading for a top of 19 degrees. Anna Murphy, first one for 2021.
And you know, it's always a very good sign when you win the last man standing. It's always a great sign, I feel.
Do you think?
Yep, because it sets you up. Like, I'm feeling quite okay about this great words
today. Cocky little thing, aren't you?
Yep.
Well, here it is, the debate this morning, because obviously we've just had New Year's.
Yep.
And obviously so many people out there either set New Year's resolutions or don't.
That's right.
You know, and so what we thought we'd do this morning is, because you're a real resolution person, yeah?
I like to set a date to start challenges for myself, yes.
And I beat my own drum.
Yeah, you just march to the beat of your own drum.
That's it.
All
I'm pretty relaxed with that. Don't really have to do the resolution thing.
Well, if someone told you that you needed to start on a date, you would simply say no.
Exactly.
Let's face it.
So this morning, Team Anna is resolutions. Do you set New Year's resolutions?
It doesn't have to be for New Year's Day. But did you, towards the end of the year, go, okay, look, I'm just going to get through Christmas, New Year, and then in January, whatever date, I'm going to eat better, give up
or
something.
Or did you come out of New Year's and go, right, now's the time, I've got that rid of, and we're going to set a goal and achieve that? Or do you just run to the beat of your own drum and you just... Don't worry about resolutions. You just kind of go with the flow and, you know, just set goals throughout the year anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. We asked Chris Eales, our delightful newsreader, who will not be allowed in the studio with us again because he said
a bit harsh.
That. No, you will, darling. I love you. Just a little masked face just popped up over the news desk with a little heart attack.
Yeah, he's not a resolution person.
He's no, said absolutely not.
So Team Anna, resolution, Team Dean, just... free-flowing, you know, no resolutions sort of made.
Chris said, you know, I don't like that start date thing. And I'm like, if I don't set a date to start,
correct,
I just never will start.
Yeah. Let us know, 0427JOY949, honor@joy.org.au. Now, this morning, because I had a fear of this Brussels sprouts that we talked about last hour, if I lose this morning, you're going to... bake up some Brussels sprouts,
well,
bring them into the studio tomorrow.
I'm not sure that's how you cook
and
them.
And I'll have to eat them. What are we going to do for your challenge?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't think even thought that I was going to lose.
What do you hate as a food? What do you despise and can't...
Hang on.
Come on.
Think about your question.
What?
What do I hate about food?
Maybe we'll go to a song and come back because that's a long, lengthy process.
There's nothing I hate about food.
You're on Joy.
Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Joy sponsor.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning, 14 past 8, heading for a top of 19 degrees. Great wins debate, first one for 2021. Oh, it's a tough one, Anna Murphy.
Oh, well, it is.
It's resolutions we're talking about. Resolution, Team Anna, do you make them? Do you, you know, start the new year with a lot of, I'm going to do this, I'm going
to
do that?
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be just the new year, but we are starting the new year and lots of people started, you know, obviously Monday.
Well, that's
Monday.
The New Year's resolution.
Well, no, but you can do it during the year.
No, but it's New Year's resolution usually four.
We don't need to argue
after.
Over it.
Well,
hard.
Actually,
it's a resolution.
It's a debate.
Well, it doesn't matter. See, now we're debating
so
this.
So most people would go come out of New Year's and go, it's a New Year's resolution, so we're going to do resolution. Otherwise, it's just a goal during the year. Anyway, Team Dean, you can just free flow. You just go with the flow. Run to the beat of your own drum. Let us know. 0427JOY949, honoratjoy.org.au. Lots of messages coming through. Murray sent this one through.
Murray said, yeah, Murphy's, no, I don't set New Year's resolutions. Okay.
Thanks, Murray.
Fine.
Simon.
And then Simon said, I make resolutions, but not always at the specific time of the new year.
No, but that's a goal.
It doesn't
matter. It's a New Year's resolution. That's what we're talking about.
Do you know what you're doing? You're splitting hairs.
New Year's resolutions. No, that's how the whole thing started originally. It's a New Year's resolution.
You said team and a resolution.
New Year's resolution. Everyone knows resolutions,
no,
New Year's.
No. Now, okay, can we go to a song because we're going to have this argument off air?
Did you read the rest of...
I make resolutions, but not always at the specific time of New Year. My resolutions are set by a different timetable triggered by events in my life. For example, I made some resolutions coming out of lockdown last year.
Oh, thank you, Simon.
Thank you, Simon.
But that's the goal. Send them through 0427JOY949, honoratjoy.org.au. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning, 20 past 8, heading for top of 19 degrees today.
Oh, happiness
in town.
doesn't explain what's happening in here.
It's amazing.
There's dramatic.
There's so much energy.
Energy and arguments happening over a word.
The great Wednesday debate this morning. Are you a New Year's resolution person or are you just run? Do you just run to the beat of your own drum?
Yeah. So lots of people confused. We've confused you all. Leah said, I set them all the time.
Well, that's there a goal. You go.
Haven't stuck to one yet. And Mike said, no, resolutions are dumb.
Mm.
And Amy said, yep, and I love it.
Peter said, simple. Peter said no to New Year's resolution, but I do set a lot of goals during the course of the year. Scott said, yes, every year on the 3rd of January, I will do a New Year's resolution.
Roger said, no, I have resolved not to do that, ever. Okay. And Fee said, yep, I like to start the year with some new goals and then look back at what I have achieved a year on.
Oh. And Rachel, our program director here, just said, yeah, she did a resolution about making sure she flosses her teeth.
Yep.
And look at her teeth. They're amazing.
They're amazing. And your gums are thanking you.
Absolutely. Keep them coming through. 0427JOY949 honourajoy.org.au. The first Great Wins Debate for 2021.
We've already had five.
Are you a New Year's resolution person? Our resolution was we weren't going to fight this
that
year.
That was our resolution. Our New Year's resolution, we had a little pep talk and we said we're not going to fight.
Lasted 4 hours.
On air. It didn't even last that long, dog.
Or are you a person that just runs to the beat of your own drum? Let us know. 0427JOY949 honourajoy.org.au.
Next, please. Hi, welcome to the New Year's Resolution Centre. I'm Justine Blunt, and your name would be?
Levin.
And last name?
Hope.
Okay, let's see, Levin Hope. Oh, here it is. Okay, let's see what you've put down, Levin, on your New Year's resolution sheet. Number one. Get fit and lose love handles.
Oh, yes, that would make me so happy.
Yes, it would. But according to our records, you've asked for the same thing for the past 7 years straight.
Oh, yes.
Well, how about we reshape this one to read, I'm content on being a curvy boy and will work on closing my face on weekends.
Okay.
What's the next one you have down here? I'm going to meet the man of my dreams in 2021.
Oh, I'd really love to meet a nice fella.
Wouldn't we all, Levin? Wouldn't we all? But look, that ship has sailed for you as far as man of my dreams is concerned. How about we reword this request to read, as long as they have a steady job and are hygienically clean at this stage of life, then that will do.
Oh, goodness. I suppose so.
Beggars can't be choosers, girlfriend. And what's our final one you have down here? I'm going to spend time exploring my spiritual side.
Yes, I really feel like there's more of myself to understand.
Look, Levin, exploring your spiritual side seems to be the post-COVID buzz thing to do. But let's face it, you're a simple boy with simple needs. So how about we reword this one and put down here as, I'll attempt to read Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth, and failing that, I'll take up pottery classes once a week so I can give the whole family my pottery creations for Christmas next year. Good goal.
Oh, it's not really what...
I thought so. Well, Livin' Hope, I hope I've given you hope that you will now achieve all your resolutions for 2021. Thank you. Next, please.
The only radio show in Melbourne where you learn and laugh. Well... you laugh more than you learn, but you get my drift. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. weekdays.
We love our little topics. We've got a great one this
morning. Of
course
we do. That's what we're all about here at Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
Well, there's a little
people show.
It is the people show. There is a story here about a bricklayer who built a tunnel from his home to his lover's and was later discovered by her husband. Now, the construction worker from Mexico, who they've named Alberto, dug this passageway, allowing him to see the young woman who was in another villa in Tijuana.
Yeah, Tijuana. I've been to Tijuana. I don't blame him. I think it probably would have been something fun to do.
I didn't know you'd been to Tijuana.
Yeah, only for a day, and I spent the whole day sitting in the Hard Rock Cafe because I was terrified.
Oh, that's so you.
Anyhow.
That's so you. Yes. Anyway, the couple would meet up while her husband, George, was working his security job. One day he came home early and actually caught them red-handed. And after, you know, literally, he found Alberto under the bed and he chased him around. Anyway, he went behind the couch and then he disappeared.
And then he found the hole.
And then he found the hole.
Near the house, in the sofa.
In the sofa.
Isn't that, like, so gutsy and so extreme?
It is extreme.
For love or a shag. Like, seriously, I looked at this and I'm like, maybe that's what I'm doing wrong because I'm not prepared to dig a love tunnel.
Maybe that is.
To
maybe in this
somebody's
day and age,
you
have to go all out.
No, I have gone pretty far for love, but that's taking it the next level.
You haven't dug tunnels.
No, I moved to Romsey.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I'd rather dig a
and
tunnel.
And then I moved to Maribyrnong. Oh. And on their own, oh, those two places are lovely.
She doubled up.
But I, it didn't. It wasn't worth it.
No. So what we thought we'd do this morning is ask you guys out there, the Joysters, you know, what have you done? What's the biggest thing you've done for love or a shag?
Or a shag.
You know, it's that easy.
I had to go the love story passageway because I can't remember the last time I had a shag or did anything extreme for one.
I had a little friend over once
not long ago
and all of a sudden he re-buzzed my door only to say, oh, my car's being towed.
He
didn't have a lot of money, so I ended up paying for him to get his car out for $350.
Oh, that's nice of you. Was that in your old house?
In my Chapel Street one.
Well, I've had my car towed from out of there. You didn't pay for that. And I had my car towed.
You're my sister.
No, I know. And I had my car towed twice at your other place as well. Yeah. Clearways and me don't get
I only go out of my way for
sure. Fair enough. He must have been cool. Worth it.
Well, anyway.
Or did he just take that off the bill?
Can we just move on? Let's throw it on the Joysters. What have you done? What's the biggest thing you've ever done for love or a
yes? I want to know. What are the extremes? You know, like I could do anything for love, but I won't do that kind of thing. Like, what did you do?
Oh,
because this guy dug a tunnel, ladies. Like, listen, Joysters. Do you know how long it would take? Well, he's a bricklayer. He's probably got some good tools, but that's going to take a while.
These days, I would have dug the Burnley Tunnel for a check. Joining me now via Zoom from the USA is the First Lady Melania Trump. Mrs. Trump, good morning.
Oh, hello, my little frangipani. It's good to speak to you, yeah?
Melania, it's a crazy time in America, with not only with COVID, but President Trump refusing to concede to Joe Biden.
I'm laughing lots, yeah, because now the whole world gets to see the little orange man's temper tantrum. He's like the baby who spits the dummy out of the pram.
I must say, it hasn't been easy to watch.
It's so embarrassing, so desperate, so non-presidential. Anyway, Melania now counts down the days until I am out of the White House and straight into the divorce court.
Does that make you nervous to walk away from all that fame and money? What will you do?
No, 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 not nervous. And let's face it, I thought I had found the sugar daddy. Not just a crazy man who ate all the sugar.
Oh, dear.
I'll be fine. I will take my little baron and head back to my hometown where I'll set up our own tour company called Melania's Slovenia, where you get to see the sights and purchase merchandise.
Merchandise?
Yes, a dunny brush with the Donald's head on it. So you can have a laugh when you do the scrapper.
Oh, Melania, well, it's quite a sad time as this could be our last interview together.
Oh, Dean, in the immortal words of Cher, I've been brought down to my knees. And I've been pushed way past the point of breaking. But I can't take it. I'll be back on my feet. This is far from over. You haven't seen the last of me.
The only radio show in Melbourne where you learn and laugh. Well, you laugh more than you learn, but you get my drift. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. weekdays.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys. 7:08, heading for a top of 26 degrees. That's better. Hello, Summer.
Hello.
She's back.
Oh, she's reminding me of myself at the moment.
What, just hot and
just
sweaty?
Just hot and cold. What's that, Katy Perry song? Yeah, whatever, move on.
Moving on. The papers this morning, a Geelong vet clinic, this is so cute, has used 31-year-old frozen dog sperm to produce 9 Great Dane puppies. How good's that?
I think, well, I love the idea of the puppies. Something about this makes me upset.
Ballarat dog breeder Deirdre McRae has frozen and stored sperm from one of her prize Great Danes in 1989. More than 3 decades later, the dog's sperm has been used to spawn 9 new puppies.
But I'm wondering why the delay. Did she forget?
Maybe
she's going to forget. And maybe it was like a library reaching out and they went, hey, I'm just letting you know, you've got sperm here. If you don't use it, we're going to chuck it.
We're going to throw it out.
Yeah, 30 years is too. And she's like, oh, okay, cool.
Good
and
going,
now we've got nine puppies.
Cute puppies.
Yay.
Really cute.
Great Danes are huge. They're like dogs. Horses. They're like dogs.
They're like dogs.
They're like horses. Yeah.
Bow, wow. Passengers travelling to Tasmania on the Spirit of Tasmania ferries will be able to bring their cars for free.
Ooh, this is a good thing.
Thanks to a $6 million boost from the federal government. That's all to get tourism going again and get everyone back in the swing of things.
So. And let's face it, the way the border closures and stuff go at the moment, you want your car with you and you want to be able to get out quickly.
Yes, you certainly do.
Oh, the poor people. There's still 3,000 people stuck in New South Wales trying to get out of there. So, you know, what I'm saying is at least this way, you've got your car, head to the ferry and we'll get you out of there quickly. Don't worry about planes.
Yeah, good on you.
Anyhow.
You're going to do that?
Look at me. I've taken something nice and made it an emergency situation.
Here's another one for you, Anna Murphy, this morning. Previous generations have had to be content with, you know, looking at pictures of deceased loved ones.
Oh, this is not going to
But
go
now, tech-savvy generation, they've actually designed a new, Microsoft has, a new artificial intelligent tool that will replicate the person so they could still take part in conversations after they have died.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's called the chatbot.
Is it going to be a hologram?
No, it's not a hologram. It's like you could use it on Alexa or you could use it on Siri or Google. Now, the problem with this I have with this is they say about
that's nice.
For relatives and whatever, but see, when you go eventually, which is regrettable but necessary, when you go,
and you're assuming I'm going first, this is a lot of assumptions going.
The last thing that I need after 80 or 90 years of you and your gibberish,
I like the 80 or 90. That's nice. Gibberish
that falls out of your face is to listen to you every morning ongoing. I'm happy with the time that we've had.
No, you'd love me.
No,
you know,
morning. No.
How are you today?
No.
Yeah. The dulcet tones. I'll just get on and do accents for you.
No, yeah. Because they're not even
sing
that great on the show.
Because you...
just be quite honest. You're on Joy 94.9. Sorry, I'm flustered now because we've got a story about a bodybuilder who married a sex doll.
Well, you know, we've changed. We've become PC here in this studio, haven't we? We call them support dolls.
That's it. That's
emotional
correct.
Support dolls. Yes, Yuri Tolochko from Kazakhstan.
He
married
story,
his support doll, but tragically she broke just before Christmas.
I guess she did.
And he was saying, I'm now just waiting to see if my wife, called Margot, can be repaired in time for Christmas.
It doesn't say how she broke, though, did it?
Well, I don't think we need to go into such details. They're a married couple and you don't know what happens in a relationship. And
no,
remember
you
when you nearly broke your support doll?
When?
Or killed it?
Oh,
your support doll, Lyle?
Yeah, let me have a little flashback moment.
I am Liz Hayes and tonight on 60 Minutes, we interview the inflatable companion doll who has probably one of the hardest jobs in the nation, that of keeping radio announcer Dean Murphy happy during this pandemic. Lyle, welcome to 60 Minutes.
Oh, thanks, Liz, for having me.
Lyle, you've now been in a relationship with Dean for the entire COVID lockdown period. How are you coping?
Oh, Liz, like all relationships, we've had our ups and our downs during this time. I mean, it's only natural, right? When Ozpost first left me on his doorstep, he couldn't wait to dive into my package and blow me up. From that moment he put his lips on my nozzle, I thought, hello, sailor, this is not his first rodeo.
So how long did this honeymoon patch last?
Gee whiz, it must have been about 3 months at least. I mean, we were inseparable. It was like no one else existed, just great companions.
And then?
Well, I think COVID and his new job at the radio station started to take its toll. He became distant and even a bit complacent.
How do you mean?
Well, one night he left me out on the couch and his dog Dawson talked to me like one of those stuffed toys from China. Thank God Dean heard the ruckus and broke it up.
Anything else?
Well, yeah, our after-hours activities had taken a bit of a nosedive. And one night, we'd had a bit too much to drink. And next thing, I found him in the storage cage trying to blow up a giant inflatable unicorn. I was so upset and so jealous. But he assured me he was just testing it out for his first post-COVID party he was going to run. Oh, my PVC heart just started to melt.
Because he upset you?
No, because he left me next to the stove. It literally started to melt.
Lyle, thank you for your time on 60 Minutes. And, oh, don't go near the production light. Oh, dear.
Joy Breakfast. You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.